Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for the series finale between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice and I'll bring you the play-by-play between two California League Northern Division foes. And boy, we have a great matchup for you guys. It's Bark in the Park tonight presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. So we have a lot of pun-related things coming your way on the broadcast today. We also get a chance to talk a lot about all the promotions here at Chuck Chancy Park this season. But boy, as we said, a great matchup between Stockton and Fresno. The Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, they come in with a record of 2-6, and they have lost 3 of 5 to the Grizzlies so far in this series, so they will look for the series split today, and they'll go to the right-hander in Daigler Jimenez. And Jimenez, he has no record, a 2.08 ERA, and the right-hander gets to start tonight, as he will take on the Fresno Grizzlies right-hander in Gabriel Barbosa, who is 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. The Grizzlies, 5-3. They are tied for first place in the California League Northern Division, while Stockton is in last place in the Northern Division. So the two teams will clash today for the series finale here at Chuck Chancy Park. Afternoon baseball, Sunday baseball, and we are so excited for you guys to join us today for Grizzlies baseball. Well, prior to today's action, I got to sit down with a man that people really don't understand what he does every single day because it's something that's behind the scenes. Our home clubhouse manager, Conlon McGuire, sat down with us for our pregame show today. We talked with Conlon a little bit about what he does on an everyday basis so you fans can understand the aspects that he has to deal with on an everyday basis. And yes, we did talk a little bit about his favorite basketball team. They are currently in the playoffs, and he made his bold prediction during the interview. We also found out his glove collection. He has a new, nice little piece of glove that he got from a very important former Fresno Grizzly. Stay tuned. You're going to find out who that was right after this. The Stockton Ports and the Fresno Grizzlies are coming up right after this. We'll have that interview with Conlon McGuire as well right after this commercial. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Conlon McGuire in 3, 2, 1. I'm bringing Grizzlies clubhouse manager Conlon McGuire. Thanks for joining me on this interview.
Yeah, glad to be here. Good to have me.
So first question, you grew up in Pennsylvania, is that correct?
So I didn't grow up there. I was born in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, but I moved out to Madera, California when I was 1. So I've lived in Central Cali my whole life.
So then how did you get over to the Grizzlies?
Well, I was originally going to school for electric engineering at Fresno City. And it was actually my fiance that kind of just reached out to me and was like, hey, you know, you've played baseball your whole life. You're all about baseball. Why don't you think about working in baseball? So she was the one that convinced me to go to the job fair that the Grizzlies had back in 2019 and got hired there as an operations guy and been with the Grizzlies ever since.
So now you're working on the home club outside. Your first technical time, though, was on the visiting side. So can you tell fans a little bit about visiting clubhouse work? I know we'll talk to Julian Banda at some point this season, but visiting clubhouse side, how was it for you?
Yeah, so that was the literal very first clubhouse job I'd ever had. I was never, you know, a clubby assistant, a bat boy, nothing. I'd literally got thrown right in right after COVID in the 2021 season as the visiting clubhouse manager, and it was awesome. You know, I've been as I said, about baseball my whole life. So getting to see, you know, visiting teams come in from other teams that aren't necessarily the guys you see every single day, and getting to know them and talking to them and their coaching staffs and seeing what their organizations are about is pretty awesome.
I had a chance to be a visiting clubhouse manager years ago. It's very tough work, but now you got moved over to the home side, and how different is it for you?
So it's a lot different in the fact that I'm working with the same guys year round, getting to know them like right off the bat, getting to know what they like, kind of building that, you know, team relationship and everything like that with the coaching staff and the players is really good, because, you know, you get to see like their routines, their kind of the way that they go about things, and you get to kind of play into that and make sure that they're smooth sailing from the beginning all the way to the end of the season.
So what does an everyday look like for you as a home clubhouse manager?
So I get here about 8-9 in the morning, do a little bit of laundry, go shopping, stock up the clubhouse with food and toiletries and all that. Around midday, set up the dugout for practices, take the water out there, set up BP and infield drills and outfield drills and all that. Around, you know, 5, start getting ready for the game. Make sure that they got everything they need out there to get rolling for the game. During the game, I do more laundry, towels, things like that. Make sure that they got their post-game spread ready to go. And then once the game's over, just wash uniforms, wash loops, and end up taking off around like 11:30 midnight.
Well, that's a long day. People don't really realize how much work it goes into being a home clubhouse manager. But you also get some kind of cool perks about it. I mean, you've seen some really cool gloves. You've got to keep some gloves. You've seen some really cool jerseys. What's the coolest thing that you've had so far as a home clubhouse manager?
Yeah, it's I tell people that, you know, I'm as close to on the team as without being on the actual roster. But yeah, being a kind of an equipment guy, I get to see all the cool, you know, pieces that guys bring in, and I would definitely say that the coolest glove that I've gotten to, you know, bring into my collection now is a Zach Veen Pro Preferred that he used while he played here in 2021 when I was the visiting guy. I would see him using it out there in the outfield all the time, and this past spring training I was fortunate enough to be able to acquire it myself, so I'd definitely say that's the coolest part.
So you did say spring training, so you do go out for spring training. How was that experience for you?
Oh yeah, spring training, this past spring training was my second spring training. My first one was in 2022, and for a month straight it is just nothing but a grind. But I mean, like I said, I love baseball and I love the work that I do, so I wouldn't rather be doing anything else. But from about the end of February to the beginning of April, it's go, go, go. And these players are getting ready for, you know, their season, and so are we. Us clubbies are there, you know, getting our routines down, getting to know the players and coaching staffs and everything like that. So we're also in grind mode, you know, for the 132-game season that comes up.
You know, you're a sports guy, so I see you wearing right now a Sacramento Kings jersey. The Kings making the postseason. Congratulations. You are a fan. So what do you expect from the Kings in the postseason?
Light the beam, Kings in 6.
Okay, so you heard it here, folks. That's what Colin McGuire is picking. Colin, thanks for taking time for this interview. We'll catch up later this season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Colin McGuire joining us on the pregame show right here at Chancy Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play for today's action between the visiting Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, and your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Again, thank you to Colin McGuire for joining us on the pregame show. Coming up in about 4 minutes or so, we are actually going to talk about our keys to the game. And so stay tuned for that. We'll have our keys to the game. We're going to do a simulcast where we'll go on the field for that one. So stay tuned for that one. We'll be back. A couple commercials, keys to the game, lineups, national anthem, and first pitch. Right after this, you're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and MILB.com.
Oh, man, dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chan. fancy gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh, man, in those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hello, fans. There is nothing rough about scoring first. The Grizzlies are 4-0 when scoring first. That is key number one tonight. Key number two, the Grizzlies' bullpen have bite to go with their bark. Fresno's bullpen has a 1.60 ERA and needs to continue to pitch well. And key three, play doggone smart baseball. Limit the errors so you don't have to play fetch. Go Grizzlies!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'll bring you the play-by-play tonight, or today, between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Series finale between California League Northern Division foes, and boy, we have a great pitching matchup for you. For the visiting Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, they are 2-6. They are fourth place in the California League Northern Division, and tonight they get... Or today, they'll go to the right-hander in Daigler Jimenez, who has no record, a 2.08 ERA. And he will get the start today for... He'll get the start today for the Stockton Ports, while the Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 5-3, their single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, will go to the right-hander in Gabriel Barbosa. The Brazilian native is 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. And today, Barbosa and the Grizzlies look for the series win here in their first homestand of the 2023 season. The Grizzlies, that 5-3 record, are tied for first place in the California League Northern Division. And so we will see how today goes. So umpires on the field talking to both managers right now as we get set for first pitch. With that being said, let's go to today's starting lineups presented by Toyota. And we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports under manager Gregorio Petit, who is in his first season at the helm. And here is what he will have first. Lean off the right fielder number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting second, the left fielder number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting third, the center fielder number 12, Brian Buelvas. Batting fourth, the first baseman number 28, Darlin Montero. Batting fifth, the catcher number 18, Luis Marinez. Batting sixth, the second baseman number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting seventh, the third baseman number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting eighth, the DH number 2, Kevin Richards. And batting ninth, the shortstop number 1, Jose Escorche. And on the bump for Stockton is the right-hander number 11, Daigler Jimenez. And now it's time for your Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup by manager Steve Solis, his first year at the helm for your Grizzlies. And it looks like this. Leading off and playing third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the left fielder number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting third, the catcher number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fifth, the shortstop number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting sixth, the designated hitter number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting seventh, at first base number 25, Cole Stillwell. Batting eighth, the right fielder number 28, Fresno State product, EJ Andrews Jr. And batting ninth at second base, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for Fresno, the right-hander number 31, Gabriel Barbosa. The Grizzlies get ready to take the field. They are in their red uniforms with the beige pants. They are wearing their beige new caps, the red bills with the big bear out in front of it. The Stockton Ports, they are in the grays, gray pants, gray jersey, blue caps with the red bill. As the Grizzlies take the field, we are set for baseball. We have the national anthem and first pitch right after this. How about that for a national anthem to get us started for Sunday afternoon baseball here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The series finale between the Stockton Ports and your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies looking for a series win over these Ports. With that being said, we want to thank a couple of our sponsors, but tonight, let's start with Chuck Chancey Golf Resort and Casino. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawings tickets daily, drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. With that being said, welcome back to the broadcast booth. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play for today's action between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. A beautiful 72 degrees outside. Wind is blowing through right field at 9 miles an hour. And first pitch is scheduled for 1:05 p.m. Sunday, April 16th, the Grizzlies coming in with a record of 5-3 as the right-hander Gabriel Barbosa finished up his warm-up pitches. Calling balls and strikes is the home plate umpire Jared Dwersen, and at first base is Tim Barreras. Leadoff hitter Clark Elliott comes striding to the plate. He's hitting .310 as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chancey Park. Parker getting the fans going here. Bark in the Park tonight, or today, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospitals. The first pitch is a line drive out to left field. Snyder playing in a bit, and he will reach up to make the catch. One pitch, one out, and Elliott is retired. Elves will bring up the left fielder in Colby Thomas. So just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park, Sunday afternoon baseball, game six of this six-game series. 1:06 p.m. is the first pitch starting time. So a minute above the initial starting time, but we are underway. Nice little crowd here for Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. Come strut your strut your mutt with this unforgettable promotion and watch the Grizzlies take on the Stockton Ports. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count now at 1-2. Your Bark in the Park ticket package includes a $20 ticket for you and your fur baby to watch the game in the designated dog zone. With every paid human, one dog is allowed in for free. After the game, the dogs and humans can run the bases with Parker. Birdzerk will also make a special appearance today at Chukchansey Park. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter over to first, and Stillwell gets there. Two quick outs for Gabriel Barbosa. Barbosa is 6 feet, 183 pounds, wears the number 31 on the back of his red jersey. He bats right, throws right. The 21-year-old is born on January 22, 2002. He was born in Bastos, Brazil, and is signed as an international free agent with the Rockies back in 2018. As he winds and deals that pitch to right field, it's going to be a tough play for E.J. Andrews. It goes over his head. I don't think he had a chance on that one. Rounding first, heading to second is Buelvas, and he will stop at second base with a two-out double. E.J. Andrews was playing in on the play. So that ball right over his head was a line drive. And it'll bring up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. It is a double officially by the score. As Barbosa now will work from the stretch. This is the second game for Barbosa, second start of the 2023 season. Pitched last Saturday, so 8 days ago in San Jose at Excite Ballpark in a day game as well. Barbosa picked up the loss after 4.2 innings of work, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned, 6 hits, 3 walks, he struck out 4. This will be a check on the runner, and it goes Barbosa to Ritter, and he's back safely. And the count still at 1-0 to Darlin Montero. Versus Stockton in 2023, this is his first appearance. Barbosa is in his 5th professional season, and is considered to have the best control in the Rocky system, according to Baseball America. That's a line drive to left center field. It gets down. This is going to score a run, and just like that, Stockton has a lead. Darlin Montero, an RBI double. And just like that, the Ports are up 1-0. The Ports were held scoreless last night. They were shut out. First shutout for Fresno this season. But here in the first inning, the Ports jumping on Barbosa early as they'll bring up the catcher, Luis Marinez. And Barbosa, who's known for the best control in the Rocky system, according to Baseball America, can be a blessing and a curse. And the reason for that is because if you throw strikes, you're going to get a lot of balls in play. And so far, through 4 batters, we've seen all 4 balls get put into play. And guys are going to swing early in counts, as we've already seen tonight. Now the count now 0-2, a slider down and away from Barbosa to Luis Marinez. And 127.1 innings pitched. He has allowed 21 walks coming to today's action, as that is swung on and missed, and Marinez down on strikes. But the Ports take a 1-0 lead as the Grizzlies are coming up to the plate. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first, the Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 1-0 as Andy Perez will lead things off against the Ports right-hander Deygler Jimenez. D-H-E-Y-G-L-E-R. G-I-M-E-N-E-Z. As Andy Perez from the left side of the plate gets ready. Jimenez working from the stretch. Here's the first pitch, and it's fouled to the left side and out of play. And the count in no balls and one strike. To Andy Perez, who comes in hitting 313, an 827 OPS. No home runs, 6 RBI for the lefty. Perez at third base today. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-1. Deygler Jimenez is 6'2", 170 pounds, born on December 3rd, 2001. Here's the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a ground ball to the first baseman, staying down and just going to tag the bag himself as Montero, and Perez is retired. It goes 3 unassisted. As here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Jimenez, this is his third professional season as he was signed as an international free agent by the Athletics in 2019 at Barquisimeto, Venezuela. And the right-hander considered to be one of the best pitchers on this Ports roster. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Snyder, the count at 0-1. Jake Snyder batting 500, a 1.19 OPS, no home runs, 5 RBIs, and he's been a pleasant surprise for Fresno this season. 11 for 22 this year is Snyder, as that pitch is low, and the count now at 1-1. Actually, it was a called strike, so the count actually is 0-2, excuse me. Because of that 500 batting average, the Grizzlies are tied for third in minor league baseball with a 301 total team batting average through 8 games. Here's the pitch. And Snyder takes that low in the count of 1-2. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the Bowling Green Hot Rods, and the Reno Aces are the teams ahead of the Grizzlies. Reno's actually tied at 301 with Fresno. So Bowling Green and Fayetteville are currently 1-2. As that pitch is fouled off again, and the count remains 1-2. And Snyder and a lot of these players in this offense, their batting averages are very good. You have Brian Betancourt waiting on deck, who's hit safely in 7 straight games. Later in the lineup, you have guys like E.J. Andrews, who have hit a home run, have stayed hot over the past couple of games. As that 1-2 is outside to Snyder, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And somehow Jimenez is going to have to get past all of them. Here comes the 2-2 offering. And Snyder, fly ball left field. It's coming in fast, and it's going to drop. A base hit. It rolls away from the center fielder. And into second base is Jake Snyder with a one-out possible double. We'll see what the official call is from the score. But Jake Snyder is on. And I believe that's going to be a double. Could be single. It's going to be a double. Great. Official score calling it a double. Here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt picked up his first RBI last night. Hitting 290, no home runs. A 636 OPS. Betancourt does the catching for Fresno today. As that pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Runner second, one out here in the bottom of the first. Stockton leads Fresno 1-0. as Jimenez looks in for the sign from his catcher in Marinez. And here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball to right field, but it's going to be shallow enough for the right fielder in Elliott to come on, make a read, and make a play. Two outs in the inning as Betancourt's retired. And I'll bring up the center fielder in Jesus Bouguerin. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Barbecue Bob's for providing tonight's press box food, mouth-watering ribs and tri-tip to juicy chicken and smoky hot links. Call in, delivery, and catering. Barbecue's Bob is located at 403 Fresno Street, Fresno, California, 93706. We look forward to serving you at Barbecue's Bob, 559-375-1259. And let me tell you, I had the ribs right before this broadcast. My mouth is watering from how good those ribs were. Fantastic from Barbecue's Bob. And we thank him for being a proud sponsor of the Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. As that pitch is outside of Bouguerin, the count at one ball and no strikes. To the center fielder in Jesus Bouguerin, who has a .267 average, no home runs, 3 RBI. Runner at second, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Bouguerin trying to take that 1 yard, and the count now at 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball, and it's foul, and the count now at 2-2. Today's promotion is Spark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. And as I said, I wanted to pet as many dogs as possible. So far, I've pet 2 dogs. So we're on a good start so far. Here comes a 2-2, and it swung on and missed, and Bouguerin down on strikes. And just like that, Jimenez works out of a one-out double. Grizzlies trail 1-0 as we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, the Grizzlies trail the Ports by a score of 1-0. Gabriel Barbosa will take on Brennan Malone, the second baseman, as the first pitch is in there for a call strike. And the count at 0-1. Barbosa, 4 pitches, a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup. As the right-hander winds and deals, here's the second pitch, and it is a fastball that misses on the inner half of the plate. And the count at 1-1. Barbosa is 1 of 8 returners to the Grizzlies roster from 2022, but Barbosa was barely here in Fresno, as that's a line drive, base hit to center field. Malone is on, and just like that, Stockton in business. Third hit allowed by Barbosa, as he'll bring up the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. So in 2022, Barbosa split the year between the ACL Rockies and Fresno in his first season stateside, went 5-0 with a 3.46 ERA, a 1.18 whip. He had one save over 11 games, making six total starts with the Rockies, ACL Rockies. In 39 innings, walked only four batters but struck out 38. He was assigned to Fresno on September 10th to join the team for the playoff hunt. As that pitch is a called strike, the count at 1-1. Oh, all right, it's a ball. Counts 2-0, apparently. All right. Looked like a strike to me. He earned a win after a career-high five innings of relief, allowing three runs on seven hits and no walks, while fanning three in his debut at San Jose. And that came on September 10th. It was tied for the most innings pitched by a Grizzlies bullpen arm in 2022. And then he pitched twice in the postseason for Fresno.
And only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth, the Grizzlies lead by a score of 7-5, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., 2-for-2, two home runs, and three RBI for E.J., a career high in homers for him, as he will look to get his third homer of the game. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 1-0 to E.J. Andrews, three home runs over his past two games. And if E.J. Andrews homers here, he will tie a Grizzlies single-game individual record held by Preston Tucker on June 30th, 2016, when the Grizzlies were affiliated with the Astros. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count at 2-1. Now with the Rockies in their third season, the Grizzlies have been very, very grateful to be with the Rockies. The Rockies' top-notch organization, helping us out every day. Here comes the pitch, and it's a chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. Escorche over to first in time for the out. I believe it went off the pitcher as well, so I believe it's 1-6-3 on that put out. I'm going to bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez has reached base twice. A walk back in the second, and then he reached on an error. As the first pitch is outside, and the count at 1-0. As that pitch also almost hits Mendez, and the count at 2-0. Well, we've gained connection back on stream, guys, on FresnoGrizzlies.com as well. Thank you for everyone who was patiently waiting to get back into this one. We're happy to be back as that pitch is high. And the count now at 3-0. Luis Mendez in this series has 8 walks. Looking for walk number 9. Very tough to do in a 6-game series. As that is a strike right down the middle, poured in from Fenix. And it's 3-1. Been very impressed for Mendez, who's been the 9-hole hitter mainly for Fresno. As here's the 3-1, and the high chopper into the second baseman in Malone. Over to first, Montero for the out. Mendez finally retired. As we bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. Perez, an RBI triple back in the fourth. It gave the Grizzlies the lead. He also came around to score. And that was the last time the Grizzlies put up a run. 7-5 our score here in the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead the Ports, as that's a ball in the count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0, and it's swung on Minnis, and the count is 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the sixth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. as that's a chopper foul in the count at 2-2. Nobody on, two outs. A right-hander in both bullpens. Now that's Brady Hill down in the pen for Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it's a chopper foul towards the Grizzlies bullpen, and I believe that's Zach Agnos making a play, and he gives the souvenir to a young fan. Agnos, the Grizzlies closer, two saves this season. Right-hander getting loose in the pen for Stockton. It is Brady Hill in the pen, as it looks like it'll be his seventh inning. As that's a high chopper, it's going to be the first base of Montero, and he'll do it himself to end the inning. We head to the seventh, the Grizzlies lead 7-5. You're listening to the Grizzlies on Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally app, and MILB.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Top of the seventh inning between the Grizzlies and the Ports. This is the series finale here at Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh, 7-5 Fresno leads Stockton. A new pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander number 9, Brady Hill. Throws right, but bats left, 6 feet, 180 pounds for the 22-year-old from Spokane, Washington. As that ball is low on the count of 1-0 to Darlin Montero. Hill was a 15th round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of San Jose State. For Hill, this is his third game all out of the bullpen. He is 1-0. As that pitch is called a ball to Montero, and the count now at 2-1. Hill 1-0, a 6 ERA. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count at 2-2. He played for the San Jose State Spartans in 2022 as a two-way player. He was named second team All-Mountain West and led the Mountain West with 10 saves. As that pitch is swung on and missed for the out, Hill, one batter and one strikeout. As we'll bring up the catcher, Hanson Lopez. So Lopez now will see a ball inside, the count of 1-0. For Brady Hill, a fastball slider and a changeup. Here comes that fastball, and it's right down the middle in the count of 1-1. Good zip from Hill, 94 on that pitch. Hill will wind and deal, and here's the next one, and it is strike two in the count of 1-2. Hill appeared on the mound 24 times, started 15 games as a position player for the Spartans. As that pitch is into the dirt, and Hill is going to do it himself. One unassisted. We've seen that twice in this series now. And I'll bring up the second baseman in Brandon Malone. Prior to going to San Jose State, he played for Washington State for two seasons. Pretty much right at home playing for the Cougs. He was primarily as a hitter. appeared in 19 games, 9 as a starter, batting .229 with 2 doubles. In 2020, appeared in 15 games, 12 as a starter and center. But now as a pitcher here in pro ball. Attended Mount Spokane High School in Spokane, Washington, which is 23 minutes from Avista Stadium, home of the High A Spokane Indians in the Rockies system. He was initially selected by the Rockies back in 2019 in the 39th round of the MLB draft. As the right-hander, great pitch there in the count of 1-2. Good stuff that we've seen so far from the right-hander Hill. And that is swung on and fouled off in the count at 1-2. Well, one of our keys to the game tonight, or today, was pretty much trust your bullpen. They really have the dog in them as that pitch is low. And the count is at 2-2. So far, the bullpen has gone 3 innings. They have not allowed a run, only allowed 2 hits while striking out a pair. As Hill flies that one foul, and he's up on Malone, 2-2. Here comes the next pitch, and it's fouled off again. 7-5 our score here in the top of the 7th. The Grizzlies looking for a series win. They are currently 5-3, tied for first place in the California League Northern Division. As that pitch is low, and the count at 3-2. And they've really had the Ports numbers over the past couple of seasons. A 46-13 overall record. Here's the next pitch. And it's fouled again. Nice little battle brewing between Malone and Hill. But the Ports, a really feisty team this year. Not willing to go away. As that pitch again fouled off. This 7-5 lead is definitely not safe. As the Grizzlies are just going to trust their bullpen to get through the rest of this one. Gabriel Barbosa started, allowed 5 runs in 3 innings of work. As that's a high fly ball to left field, that ball is going back and it is gone. Brendan Malone, a 2-out home run, and it's 7-6. And just like I said, this team is not afraid to come back. Man. Solo home run for Brendan Malone. Second home run allowed by Fresno this season. And I'll bring up the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. And I don't really know if that's a broadcaster jinx saying that they didn't allow a run yet. But I also said that the team could come back in Stockton. So 2 outs, and here's Schofield Sam. He has reached base twice today. And that's a high chopper to second base of Mendez. Mendez fields it cleanly. Over to first, and that will end the inning. Well, the Grizzlies still lead 7-6. It's time to stretch here at Chancy Park. And this is all for the dogs here at Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER, Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. We'll be back for Grizzlies baseball right after this.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Stockton Ports by a score of 7-6. It is a close one here today. The series finale between these two teams. The Grizzlies will head on the road Tuesday to take on the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. First pitch, 11 a.m. on Tuesday at Lone Mart Field. Hopefully you guys can tune in. First pitch of Jake Snyder is a ball, and the count had one ball and no strikes to Jake Snyder. Snyder a double and a walk. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, and the count at 2-0 from the new right-hander for Stockton, Blaise Pontes. Second appearance for Pontes. He had a save on opening night. Pontes is 6 feet, 185 pounds. He's from Hawaii. Here comes the 2-0. And that's flown foul. And the count now at 2-1. Pontes, born in January 6, 2000 in Mililani, Hawaii. A 16th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022. In his first professional season. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off once again. I'd like to give a shout out to Julian listening in Fresno, California. Julian, you're missing out on a great game and Bark in the Park as well. Here comes the 2-2. And it's inside. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. I'd like to give out a shout out to all the dogs and their friends and family here at the ballpark today. Thank you for joining us and making Bark in the Park another special night. Or special afternoon here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 3-2. And that's a high fly ball, but it's going to go foul. So the count now at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Snyder from Pontes. The right-hander winds and deals, and it's a high chopper to first base of Montero. Montero's been busy. Another 3 unassisted for him. Snyder retired for the first out. So that finished the line on Jacob Fenix. Fenix, 3 innings of work, 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. He followed Daigler Jimenez, who went 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks and 2 Ks as well. Here's a pitch to Bryant Betancourt, and it's a strike, and the count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a check swing. Did it go around? Yes, says the field umpire and Tim Barreras, and the count of 1-1. Both teams will enjoy an off day tomorrow. And then back in action next week, Stockton traveling as well, as that's a foul ball. And the count remains 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Pontes to Betancourt. It's a chopper. It looked like a broken bat as well. And Pontes will retire Betancourt with a flip to the first baseman covering. So 1-3 on the put out. It's here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bouguerin. Bouguerin scored after he singled back in the third inning. He's also struck out and was a part of a fielder's choice. So Bouguerin, 1-for-3. Final over in Visalia, the Rawhide beat the Quakes by a score of 7-5. And the other two games just getting started. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 7-6 Fresno leads Stockton. Here's the pitch. And it is in there for a called strike. The count now at 1-1. Here comes a pitch. And it swung on and missed into the dirt in the count of 1-2. Boo Green chasing after that disgusting slider, and it's 1-2. So 1-2, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Boo Green down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Blaise Pontes. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies lead by a score of 7-6. We'll be back. We got a new Grizzlies pitcher right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning. Birdzerk still performing on the field as Davis Palermo will take over for Fresno. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Barbecues Bob for providing tonight's press box food, mouth-watering ribs, and tri-tip to Juicy Chicken and Smoky Hot Links. Call-in, delivery, and catering. Barbecues Bob is located at 403 Fresno Street, Fresno, California, 93706. We look forward to serving you at Barbecues Bob, 559-375-1259. Barbecues Bob, tonight's press box food, and it was delicious here in the top of the eighth. 7-5 our score is the Grizzlies, or 7-6 our score, Grizzlies lead the Ports. As Kevin Richards will take on Davis Palermo. And here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Palermo's the fifth Grizzlies pitcher, fourth out of the pen, as that's a foul ball by Richards right on that pitch. And the count now at 1-1. Palermo wears number 38 on the back of his red jersey. Palermo is 6'2", 180 pounds, Davis Palermo, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That's a fly ball to left field, drifting back at the wall. Snyder reaches up about a foot shy of that wall, and he makes the catch. Oh, boy. Richards put it right into that one, and it just ends up short. One away for the shortstop, Jose Escorche now. Escorche, 1-for-3. He doubled and scored and had an RBI back in the second inning. He's going to try to get something going here for Stockton as they trail 7-6. Palermo, as we said, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, was an eighth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. The former Tar Heel into work as that's a ground ball. Perez on the bunt. Nice fielding work from Andy Perez. He throws it over the first baseman in Stillwell, covering for the out. 5-3 for the second out, and here comes Clark Elliott. Elliott singled back in the fourth inning. He has one RBI. That was back in the second. He's 1-for-4 overall. As Palermo comes set, here's the pitch, and the right-hander throws the ball low in the count at 1-0. That was an off-speed pitch from Palermo. He's got a fastball, a curveball, and a splitter that looked like the splitter from his hand. So count at 1-0. As that pitch is fouled in the count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's game and what you expect next week in Ranchos. That swung on and missed the count of 1-2. As Palermo way ahead here, trying to work a 1-2-3 inning. Nobody loosening the Fresno pen. As the pitch, it's flown out to left field. It's going to be a tough play. Left fielder Snyder racing, and he can't get there as it goes into the Stockton bullpen. Third baseman Andy Perez also giving chase. And the count remains at 1-2. That was a long run for both players. Really a tough chance. As we see a dog on the TV if you're watching on the Bally Live app and also MILB TV. Beautiful dogs right there. Oh, that's great. Fans enjoying Bark in the Park today, as that is a beautiful pitch on the outside part of the plate, and it's called strike three, and Palermo works a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies need some insurance runs as they only lead 7-6. We'll be back here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies hold a 7-6 lead over the Stockton Ports. Series finale between these two teams. Ryan Ritter, home run earlier today, as the first pitch he sees is a strike from Blaise Pontes, who's back out for his second inning of work. Here comes the pitch to Ritter as we hear some dogs barking, and that pitch is in there for a called strike. And the count at no balls and two strikes to Ryan Ritter. Ritter, 1-for-2. He walked, has a home run as well. He's finally finding some rhythm as well. Didn't have a hit through his first 14 at-bats in pro ball. And now starting to pick up some RBI and some extra base hits as well. Here comes the 0-2 to Ritter. And it is a ball. And the count now at 1-2. You're in the bottom of the eighth. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is fouled off, and it will remain at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes as Ritter battles Pontes. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missing. Ritter down on strike. Second strikeout for Pontes. Good location. That's only the third strikeout or fourth strikeout for Stockton pitching. And he'll bring up the designated hitter in Robbie Martin, who's 0 for 3. Martin hit into a double play back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. No one loosening the Fresno pen, so it looks like it's Davis Palermo's ninth. He will face 2-3-4, very dangerous part of the Ports lineup. Grizzlies lead 7-6 as they look for a series win and to start this young season at 6-3. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 3-0 to Robbie Martin. One Cal League game has gone final, two more still going on. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 2-0 in the fifth, and San Jose beating Modesto in the bottom of the fifth, 5-1. As that's a ground ball with the shift to shortstop. That's a tough play for Escorche, and he does the old lay with the glove, and that's an E6. Martin reaches base on the air. That's the third air for Stockton this afternoon. It'll bring up the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. Stillwell 0-for-2. He walked and scored back in the second. E.J. Andrews Jr. waits on deck. Oh, look, another beautiful dog on our TV if you're watching on the Bally app. Beautiful, beautiful dog they just showed on the TV right there. Lots of dogs here. As that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Our director of ticket sales, Jesse Sanchez, last year adopted a dog and brought the dog back for right where it started. That dog has grown up so big. Sammy is her name, as that is fouled and heads up over near the Grizzlies' dugout. The count at 1-2. Sammy has grown up, and Jesse, our director of ticket sales, was very, very happy he made that decision. Big part of his family. A couple of his kids are here as well, helping out with all the dogs. Not a bad place to be on a Sunday afternoon. Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Lots of games this season. Hopefully you can come check out some. The Grizzlies will be at home in a couple weeks when they invite the San Jose Giants to town. Here comes the 1-2, and that pitch is low, and the count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies took 2 out of 3 at Excite Ballpark from San Jose, and now go to a little bit of a tough schedule, taking on Rancho Cucamonga for 6, the Dodgers affiliate, and then back to face San Jose for 6, and all those games in San Jose were very close. As that pitch is also in the dirt, and the count now 3-2, we'll see if Martin goes on this. He's got 2 stolen bases this season. So 3-2, 1 out. Runner at first. Grizzlies lead. There goes Martin. And it's a high chopper foul. And we'll do it again. And Martin had a great jump on that one. He would have easily swiped second, but Stillwell with self-preservation to not strike out. As we head to the ninth inning, the Grizzlies ranked 12th in minor league baseball for team ERA at 3.13. They'll go a little bit higher after today's game. They enjoyed their first shutout yesterday as they check on Martin. He's back safely. We'll do it again with the same count. As the right-hander starts to get loose in the Stockton pen. The Grizzlies, second in batting average in minor league baseball. They're 12th in pitching. A very put-together team from Steve Solis. That's a high foul territory ball, and it's going to be playable from Montero. Heading back to first, and he is out! They doubled up Robbie Martin, who was going on the play. Had to go all the way back to first base, and he was thrown out in foul territory to end the inning. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 7-6. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth, the Grizzlies lead the Stockton Ports by a score of 7-6. Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. They completely redesigned the Save Mart app with everything you need to help plan your shopping and save more money on your family's groceries. There are tons of downloadable coupons and exclusive offers, and it's easy to track your Save Mart rewards. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop with a new Save Mart app. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Davis Palermo back out for another inning of work. The right-hander winds and deals, and the count now 1-1 at Colby Thomas. The first pitch a strike, the second pitch a ball. So we thank Save Mart for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and it's swung and missed by Thomas, and the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect next week in Rancho at Lone Mart Field. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Thomas down on strikes. Great work right there from Palermo for his second punch out of the contest. And I bring up the center fielder in Brian Buelvas. Zach Agno starts getting loose in the Fresno pen. And to be honest, I think he's just an insurance guy if it starts getting out of hand here. He is the team's closer, but Palermo getting some more work, and the home plate umpire coming out to talk to Palermo. I don't know if he was working too fast or what the case was there. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside, and the count now at 1-0. For Davis Palermo. Palermo pretty much grew up in North Carolina, right in Chapel Hill, and then got a play for the team that he grew up watching. Went to regionals, went to a lot of games growing up as a kid, he said. And now a chance here in the Rockies system. Gets a chance to really see both of the coasts, east and west. Here's the pitch. And it is in there for a call strike. The count of 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a check swing, did he go? No, says the first base umpire, and it's 2-2. One ball, two strikes. And a high chopper foul, and we'll do it again at the same count. As Palermo trying to end this one. Thanks for everyone tuning in today. Working through some technical difficulties today. But we got it back on. So thank you for everyone who's tuned in. The count of two balls, two strikes. To Brian Buelvas. Buelvas has struck out twice, but he had a double back in the first inning. And the Grizzlies trying to have a comeback win right here. As that's a ground ball fair down the left field line. That's going to rattle into the corner. Buelva seeing that. He will scoot around first, head to second base with a stand-up double. And now the time run is at second base with Darlin Montero coming to the plate. Second double for Buelvas. And here comes Darlin Montero. Montero, an RBI double back in the first. He has also struck out twice. And here comes Steve Solis, and I think he wants to go to his closer in Zach Agnos. Well, Palermo 1 1/3. He's done for the afternoon, and we're going to bring on the new right-hander in Zach Agnos. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. It's still in the top of the ninth. Runner at second. One out. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 7-6. Darlin Montero against the new Grizzlies pitcher. Right-hander Zach Agnos, who lines one fair, and this game is tied. Montero going for two. That rattles into the corner. Montero sees that. He's going to go for three, and he is there with a sliding triple. And just like that, this game is tied. On the first pitch, Agnos throws. Montero bloops it to right field, and we are tied. It is a triple from the official score. Even with the ball out in right field, it's a triple. And here's the pitch from Agnos as the infield is in. The count at 0-1 to Hanson Lopez. And with one out, the Grizzlies need to get out of this. The Grizzlies will have 8-9-1 in their top of, or in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. From the righty, and Zach Agnos, who wears number 14 on the back of his jersey. 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old. The Reston, Virginia product, as here comes the 1-2. And that's a high chopper. There goes the runner. The play at the plate is high, and the run scores. Perez overthrows the catcher, Betancourt, and the Ports have the lead. Unbelievable. So run does score. It's now 8-7 Ports here in the ninth inning. And oh my goodness. Perez had everything but the perfect throw to the plate. Here's the pitch from Agnos, and that ball is inside. And the count at 1-2 now. Or actually 1-0 to Brendan Malone. It is a fielder's choice E5. And Lopez advances second on the throw, as that's a called strike. Zach Agnos was drafted in the 10th round in 2022 out of East Carolina. Right-hander, two saves on the season. This is his fourth game out of the pen. And he was also a two-way player from the pitcher earlier in Brady Hill. So it was a fielder's choice, fielded by the third baseman, Andy Perez. Perez overthrew the catcher, Betancourt. It scores Montero, and the Ports lead 8-7 here in the ninth. As that pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-2. And this would just be a backbreaker for the Grizzlies if they lose this one. Here comes the 1-2. And it's high and inside, and the count now at 2-2. As that ball was way inside from Agnos. Agnos, three innings, one hit, four strikeouts prior to today's outing. And here's the pitch, and it is inside, ball four. And now the Ports have something cooking. First and second with one out. And here comes TJ Schofield Sam, the third baseman. So the Ports have scored two runs here in the ninth inning. They lead 8-7. The scoreboard says 9-7. That's wrong. It is 8-7 Ports here in the top of the ninth. As the pitch is outside, and the count now 2-0, and a time called. Betancourt going to go talk to Agnos. Well, the Grizzlies have lost three games this season, all by a score of 5-4. But if the Grizzlies fall tonight 8-7 or whatever after that, it could possibly be the fourth one-run loss for Fresno this season. That's just heartbreaking if that's the case. But the Grizzlies have a chance in the ninth. That swung on and missed. Big hack from Schofield Sam, and the count is at 2-1. But don't go anywhere. The Grizzlies are in a barn burner here against the Ports. It'll be 8-9-1 in the next half inning for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count now 2-2. Good fastball past the bat of Schofield Sam. 95 on the gun. And Agnos going to try to get out of this inning without any more runs scoring. First and second for the Ports. They lead 8-7 now here in the ninth. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. And the count now at 3-2. Betancourt trying to get the call right there. And the count now at 3-2. We'll see if the runners are going on this one. Only one out. They don't. They stay put, and that's fouled off by TJ Schofield Sam, who's in his third season with Stockton. One of plenty of returners on this Ports roster. Aaron Cohn, Jose DiCochea, Daigler Jimenez, James Gonzalez. The list goes on and on. That's just the pitcher side of things. Here's the next pitch, and it's a ground ball to the vacant hole at the shortstop spot. In the left field, Snyder will go to third. They're going to get the runner at third easily for the out. It's now 9-7 Stockton. It's an RBI single for TJ Schofield, Sam. Lopez scores on the play. Malone is thrown out going to third. It goes 7-5 on that one, so two outs. Runner at first, and here comes Kevin Richards. It's now 9-7, Stockton. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike on the count at 0-1 to Kevin Richards. Here comes the 0-1. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-2. As Agnos looks to put away Richards, he's 2-for-4. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. And he swings and misses on a slider on the outside part of the plate to end the inning. The Ports score 3 runs in the 9th inning. And now the Grizzlies need to walk it off here at Chuck Chancey Park. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Bottom of the ninth, the Grizzlies trail the Ports 9-7 here in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancey Park. It's going to be 8-9-1 coming up for Fresno, and it'll start off with right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. E.J. is 2-for-3. He has 2 home runs and 3 RBI. And right now, the Grizzlies just need base runners more than anything. Here's the first pitch from the new right-hander, Pedro Santos. And it's inside, the count at 1-0. Santos wears the number 44 on the back of his jersey. He is 6'4", 221 pounds, from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. An international free agent in 2018. Here's the pitch. And EJ takes a called strike in the count of 1-1. As EJ not happy with that call. It's a count of 1-1. Third professional season for Santos. 2 games, 1-1 record. A 10-13 ERA as that next pitch is outside. And the count 2-1 from Pedro Santos. Second time we've seen him in this series. He was very efficient his last outing against Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and it's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into center field. It's the center fielder, Buelvas, calling everybody off for the out. EJ's retired as to bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Santos in his last outing came in. Came in on April 13th, 2 innings of work. He struck out 4 and got the win. So he's 1-1 on the year. As that pitch is outside to Luis Mendez in the count of 1-0. Andy Perez on deck. The Grizzlies trail 9-7. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a call strike. The count at 1-1. Great night for, or great afternoon for Sunday baseball. The Ports and the Grizzlies. And the series finale, Ports trying to even this series and split it with Fresno. As that ball's in the dirt, the count at 2-1. Luis Mendez, the perfect guy at the plate here. He has walked 7 times in this series. Has reached base twice tonight, 0 for 2. Here's the 2-1. And that pitch is way outside. The count now at 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike. The Ports and the Grizzlies. Great game overall. The Grizzlies trying to come back in this one, though. As that pitch is low, ball 4, and a 1-out walk, and there is life here at Chuck Chancey Park. 5th walk overall for Stockton pitching, and I'll bring up the third baseman, Andy Perez. The leadoff hitter, Perez, can make up for his mistake in the field in the 9th. He's an RBI triple back in the 4th and has plenty of power. A 306 clip. No home runs, 7 RBIs, and 847 OPS. Here's the pitch. And he will take a pitch outside in the count of 1-0. Jake Snyder on deck. Great job from Mendez working the walk. He's now walked 8 times in this series. It's probably the biggest eye-popping stat that I've seen in this series from any Grizzlies player. And that pitch is low in the count at 2-0. And the Grizzlies trying to put something together. If you're not watching on the Bally Live app or on MILB.com, you are missing out. Bottom of the 9th. Here's a pitch to Perez, and that ball is flown out to left field. Is it going to hook foul? It does. And the count now at 2-1. And we just got today's attendance. 3088, 3,088 for Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. We thank those sponsors for being a sponsor of today's game, as that pitch is fouled off by Perez, and the count now at 2-2. Good pitch from the righty in Santos in the outer half of the plate, and the only thing Perez could do was fouled off that way. So 3088, the attendance. And here's the pitch, and it's line foul. Perez still staying alive here. It's the third base coach, Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager, goes and picks up that baseball. The first base coach is Cesar Galvez with the stopwatch. Mendez the runner at first. Grizzlies trail by 2. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off again by Perez, staying alive. That pitch was in on his hands. It was an off-speed pitch. And Perez barely alive here, but still at it. 2-2 is a right-hander now in the pen for Fresno. Here comes the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. Perez chased a fastball for the second out. Two outs in the inning. First strikeout for Santos, and it'll bring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. As the Grizzlies trying to find their way here, this would be a heartbreaking loss for Fresno. Here's the pitch to Snyder, and he swings first pitch, and it's fouled to left side. And the count 0-1, and Snyder was ready for that high cheese from Santos. Two outs in the inning. Grizzlies down to their last out. Snyder fouls another one off, and now they're down to their last strike. The count 0-2 to Jake Snyder. Snyder doubled back in the first. He walked in the fourth, struck out, and he also grounded out. So 1-for-3 for Snyder. His batting average now just dips under 500. It's 480. And here comes the 0-2. And that pitch is outside, barely missed. Good location from Santos. The count at 1-2. Can't be truly upset about that spot if you're Santos and pitching coach Gabriel Osuna. Here comes the 1-2. And it hits Snyder. And now runners at first and second with two outs. An unconventional way of reaching base, but it doesn't matter. That's a hit by pitch. Now runners at first and second, two outs. And it's Bryant Bettencourt. Bettencourt 0-for-4 today. As here comes a mound visit from the Port's pitching coach. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect next week in Rancho Cucamonga. We'll be on the road for that. Stay tuned to the Grizzlies' social media pages for updates. Beautiful ballpark in Rancho, Lone Mart Field. The Quakes lost today to Visalia. While other scores, Inland Empire, Lake Elsinore, they're playing a doubleheader today. And Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 4-2, while San Jose leads Modesto 5-1 in the eighth. So here's Bryant Bettencourt. As Bouguereen waits on deck. Here's the first pitch to Bouguereen, and is outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Runners at first and second. Two outs in the inning. The Grizzlies trail by two. The tying run is at third, or the tying run is at first. The winning run is at the plate. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off in the count of 1-1. Souvenir for a lucky fan. It's a count, is at 1-1. Two outs in the inning. Bryant Bettencourt 0-for-4. Trying to extend his hit streak. He's hit safely in every game he's appeared in. As a right-hander starts to get loose, two right-handers are over there in the Stockton pen. One getting loose, one kind of waiting for a catcher, I believe. As Santos tries to work out this little jam. And that pitch is outside for a ball. And the count at 2-1. We've almost played 3 hours here today. After Chancy Park. Here's the pitch. And Bettencourt pops it up. And it goes foul. And some kiddos waiting for the next part of this. We have a college game following today's action. So kiddos getting ready to take the field once this game concludes, and we got a good one. 9-7 Ports lead the Grizzlies here in the ninth. That pitch It's a high fly ball to left field, and the left fielder is going to come on, drop it! He drops it! There comes one run! Here comes the second! He is safe! He's safe, and this game is tied! The left fielder didn't see the ball. He tried to adjust in, and it bounces off the webbing, and the Grizzlies tie it here in the ninth. Unbelievable. Do you believe in miracles? Doggone it. That's unbelievable. And just like that, this game is tied at 9, and the winning run is at second for Jesus Bouguerin. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe what I just saw. It is an error on the left fielder in Colby Thomas, who we were talking about a little bit earlier, who's been so good in the field. As Bouguerin fouls that one off, this game is tied at 9 now here at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies have 9 runs on 6 hits. They have made most of their opportunities, and the biggest mistakes for Stockton are those 4 errors. 2 outs. Here's the pitch to Bouguerin. And it's into center field. Is it going to get down? It is caught by the second baseman, Malone. And we are headed to extras. Oh, baby. You thought you wanted to go away from this game. We got free baseball here at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back here on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, Chukchansey Park. Top of the 10th, we are tied at 9 apiece between Stockton and Fresno. The series finale, the Grizzlies looking for a series win while Stockton trying to even this series up at 3 games apiece. New pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander number 19, Bryce McGowan, and he is back out again. And McGowan's kind of been the workhorse so far for Fresno early on in this season. As the first pitch from McGowan is a ball high, and the count of 1-0. This is his fourth game, no record, 3.00 ERA. He has one hold, and he struck out 5 over 3 innings of work. Runner is at second due to the automatic runner at second base for extra innings. So the runner at second is Kevin Richards. He's got great speed. And Jose Escorche is the batter. He's 1-for-4. So runner at second here on the top of the 10th. Nobody down. That runner, if he does score, is an unearned run. McGowan looks him back. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. And the count now at 2-1. The Grizzlies are 1-0 in extra innings this season. And they won that on opening night in San Jose by a score of 5-3-10. As that pitch is low. And the count now at 3-1 from the righty in McGowan. McGowan wears the number 19 on the back of his jersey, 6'1", 205. 23 years old, born on March 20th, 2000, from Cary, North Carolina. He was drafted in the 18th round in 2021 by the Rockies out of Charlotte. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, the count now at 3-2. McGowan, known for a fastball to get high in the zone, he's reached up to almost triple digits. We saw him last year here in a Fresno uniform. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's up the middle. It's going to be Mendez on a couple bounces. Over to first. And as Corche is retired, seeing that and going to third is Richards. Goes 4-3 on the putout. Mendez, good hands on that one. And the good throw over to get the speedy as Corche. And now here's the right fielder, Clark Elliott. Infield is in with one out here in the top of the 10th. Stockton, 9 runs. They have 14 hits and 4 errors. A big one in the top of the, or the bottom of the 9th, excuse me. Well, on the other side, 9 runs on 6 hits and 1 error for your Grizzlies, as that's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Stockton should have won in the bottom of the 9th. I mean, even on Fresno's side, that play at the plate could have been made. So a lot of key mistakes from both teams. And that's why we're tied here in the 10th. Great crowd still here for Sunday baseball. Here's the 1-1. And it's swung and fouled to the backstop, and the count is at 1-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have a wrap-up of this barn burner of a game. And we'll also give you what to expect for next week in Rancho. And if the Grizzlies win, we'll also have a player of the game on the field. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a high fly ball deep to center field. This is going to score 1 run. Bouguereau does make the play for the out. He caught it over the shoulder. Does score Richards. It's now 10-9 Stockton. It's an unearned run for McGowan. And here comes the left fielder, Colby Thomas, with 2 outs. So the Grizzlies now have to come back once again in the bottom half. They'll also have a runner at second base to start the inning. That would be Jesus Bouguereau, who's got good speed. As that first pitch to Thomas is a called strike, the count at 0-1. And then it will be Ritter, Martin, Stillwell, Andrews Jr. coming up to the plate for Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, McGowan. Here's the pitch, and it swung on him. It's a slider that pinpoints the outside part of the plate, and that ends the inning. But Stockton gets a run across on a sack fly. What does Fresno have in store? Be right back. Well, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth,
consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are in the bottom of the 10th. The Grizzlies trail the Ports 10-9. Again, an automatic runner at second base. And this time it's going to be Jesus Bugarin for Fresno. He is the runner at second. And Ryan Ritter will lead things off. We'll see what Ritter does here. Has power, but he also can lay down a bunt if needed. As the first pitch is inside, in the count of 1-0 to Ryan Ritter. Ritter, a two-run homer back in the third inning. He's also walked, struck out, and popped up in tonight's contest. And a check by Santos on Bugarin. Runner at second. With Ritter at the plate, and the pitch is low in the count at 2-0. A right-hander in both bullpens. Fresno has used seven pitchers this afternoon. Aaron Cohn is in the pen for Stockton. We've seen him a couple times in this series. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up. It is going to drift. It's going to be a tough play. Who is it? It's going to be the shortstop, and it's caught by Escorche for the first out. Oh, another very high ball for the first out. It'll bring up the designated hitter in Robbie Martin. So Robbie Martin to the plate, and he is 0 for 4, so he's due for 1. A runner at first and one down. The Grizzlies trail 10-9 here in the 10th. Here's the pitch. And it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1 to Robbie Martin. Cole Stillwell on deck for Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and the count at 0-2, a fastball high and away, and Martin could not handle it. And now he's got to protect. This game far from over. The Grizzlies trailed by 2 in the 9th. Stockton had trailed by 3 in their 9th. Here in the bottom of the 10th, 10-9 Stockton. Here's the pitch. And Martin line driving is going to go to the Ports bullpen and foul. It goes 0-2. Ho-ho. Crowd is still here for Bark in the Park. And last year when we had Bark in the Park, we were taking on the Lake Elsinore Storm. The Grizzlies actually played extra innings in that one. They had a doubleheader. And in the first game, or the second game, they went to extra innings. That pitch is off the glove. Seeing that and going to third is Bugarin. That goes to the on-deck circle on the Fresno dugout side. So now runner at third with one out. And the infield is now in for Stockton. This game keeps going back and forth, a seesaw kind of game. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball, and the count now 2-2 to Robbie Martin. Robbie Martin, a Florida State product. Martin was drafted in the 8th round in 2021. He's from Tampa, Florida. Part of a very good outfield group in the Rocky system, as that pitch is high, and the count now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. By the way, that pitch from Santos was a wild pitch, getting Bugarin a third. So here comes the 3-2. And it's grounded to second. It's going to be the pitcher instead. This game is tied at 10. Robbie Martin does the job, an RBI ground out. And just like that, we are tied at 10. So two outs now, and here is the first baseman in Cole Stillwell. If we get to the 11th, there'll be 3-4-5 in the Stockton lineup. Here's the pitch, and it is high and inside, and the count at 1-0. This game now just over 3 hours. 3 hours and 1 minute so far. There's the 1-0. And that pitch is outside. The count at 2-0. Stillwell, if he gets on base, will bring up E.J. Andrews Jr., who has two home runs in this contest. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Here's the 2-0. As that's a line drive to left field, it's going to get foul. Just missed the left field line. And the count now at 2-1. A beautiful afternoon here in Chukchansey Park, downtown Fresno. Bottom of the 10th, we are tied at 10 between Stockton and Fresno. And in the 3 years that these teams have faced each other, this is probably the best game I've seen. Here's the 2-1. And Stillwell, hard, sharp ground ball to the first baseman. And that will end the inning. Goes 5-3 on the putout. But the Grizzlies do tie as we head to the 11th. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. We're in the top of the 11th, 10-10 between Stockton and Fresno. The new pitcher is the right-hander Carlos Torres. Torres worked, actually, in last night's contest, an inning of work, as that pitch is inside. And the count is 1-0 to Brian Buelvas. Colby Thomas is the runner at second base here in the 11th. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled to the backstop in the count of 1-1. First Stockton, 10 runs on 14 hits, 4 errors. For Fresno, 10 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. Fresno has 4 more runs than hits. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt, and the count now at 2-1. Carlos Torres wears number 12 on the back of his jersey. He is 6'4", 240 pounds from Ponce, Puerto Rico, a 20th-round draft pick out of Lehigh by the Rockies in 2022. And on this staff, he is tied for the tallest player. Here comes a 2-1. And it's inside for a ball, and the count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. A little bit of a shift on here against Buelvas. The second baseman, Mendez, covering the second base bag. He'll try to scoot over back into that where that hole is. He does. And that pitch is fouled to the backstop. And the count now full 3-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of this wild, wild game and what to expect next week in Rancho Cucamonga. And at this point, we might as well just head to Rancho Cucamonga as the two teams continue to play here in the top of the 11th. Here's the 3-2. And it's a line drive to the third baseman. Perez caught. Oh, that had some smoke on it. And Perez handled that one perfectly. Buelvas put a good rip on that one. Unfortunately, no dice, and it brings up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. Montero has a triple and a double and an RBI as well. So two legs of the cycle. Here's the pitch. And it swung on a miss, a devastating slider in the zone. And the count at 0-1. Talked to Torres prior to the game today. And he said, you know, if I need a pitch, I will do whatever it takes. After pitching last night, he is now in once again. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed again. A fastball past the bat of Montero, and it's 0-2. The fans here getting their money's worth. Bark in the park. And free Grizzlies baseball. What more can you ask for? As the 0-2 is a little chopper, it's going to be Perez coming up on it. Perez over to first in time for the out. Ho-ho, tough play, but Perez makes it. Goes 5-3 on the putout. Because of the soft ground ball, Colby Thomas moves to third. And now two outs for the catcher, Hanson Lopez. Lopez came in as a pinch hitter back in the fourth inning. Good pitch there from Torres, down and in on Montero. And Montero, all he could really do was hit a little chopper. Here's the pitch. And it is inside, and the count of 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Top of the 11th. Fresno and Stockton tied at 10. Here's the pitch. And it is high for a ball, and the count now at 2-0. So two balls, no strikes, two outs. 10-10. Runner at third, two outs. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive base hit, and Stockton has the lead again. That ball initially misplayed out in left field by Snyder. But he gathers it quickly and throws it in. It's an RBI single for Hanson Lopez. And just like that, the Ports are back on top. 11-10. So first hit allowed by Torres. That's an unearned run for him. As here's Brennan Malone, and he takes a called strike, and the count at 0-1. By the way, for McGowan, one inning pitched. He allowed one run. It was unearned. And he struck out one as well. That pitch is inside, and the count at 1-1. 11-10 here in the 11th inning at Chancy Park. The Grizzlies once again trying to find something. It's going to be 8-9-1. E.J. Andrews, Luis Mendez, and Andy Perez. Cole Stillwell will be the runner at second base. The Grizzlies' options off the bench, if needed, is Skylar Messenger, Parker Kelly, and Cody Huff. Here comes the 2-1. And it swung on and missed. Over the top was Malone. And the count now 2-2. Good elevated fastball from Torres. As Torres looks to get out of this jam. Runner at first with two outs. 11-10 Stockton. And that pitch, it hits Brennan Malone. And he will go to first base. So hit by pitch there. Now runners at first and second, two outs. And it's TJ Schofield Sam, who has reached base three times. An RBI single back in the ninth. He's been all over the place here for Stockton. Here's the pitch. And it is a strike that clips the lower half of the plate in the count at 0-1. Good location there from Torres. It's a pretty good spot to stay. Hard to do anything with that pitch. And here comes the 0-1. Torres winds and deals, and that ball is lifted to right field. It is going to go foul. Almost clipped the 335 porch out in right field near the splash park by Community Medical Centers, and it stayed foul. And a souvenir for some fans who brought a beach towel and everything. So count now 0-2. With two outs. Lots of crowd still here, waiting for a Grizzlies possible walk-off. The Grizzlies will come up in the bottom of the 11th, so don't go anywhere. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter going back. He makes the catch. Oh, a dangerous play as the sun's starting to get real high here at Chukchansey Park, and the Grizzlies get out of it with only allowing one run. We head to the bottom of the 11th. The Grizzlies, do they have more comeback in them? We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom of the 11th. The Ports lead the Grizzlies by a score of 11-10. And a new pitcher for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander Aaron Cohn, the third time we have seen him in this series. Cohn pitched just two nights ago. He went one inning, allowed one hit, one run. It was unearned. No walks and one strikeout. While Cohn also appeared on Wednesday, he went two-thirds of an inning, allowing two hits. He'll take on 8-9-1, and the runner at second base, it doesn't look like Cole Stillwell. I believe that's Parker Kelly. That's the pinch runner. So Kelly the runner at second. Andrews Jr. at the plate, and he will take a strike that hits the outer half in the count at 0-1. That's Cohn, kind of a very similar stance to Craig Kimbrell when he comes up. So runner at second. The pinch runner is Parker Kelly for Cole Stillwell. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off in the count at 0-2, and E.J. Andrews guessing on that one. E.J., two home runs today. He's got three over his past two games. Prior to the past two games, He was 0-4 in this series. But finding some late life as that pitch is fouled off, and we'll do it again at 0-2. Luis Mendez on deck. Andy Perez to follow suit. Parker Kelly, the runner at second. 11-10 our score here in the bottom of the 11th. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect next week in Rancho Cucamonga. Here comes the 0-2, and that is a fastball high as Cone gives a grunt, and the count at 1-2. Cone wears number 21 on the back of his jersey. He is 6 feet, 195 pounds from Tampa, Florida, a non-drafted free agent in 2021 by the Athletics. Played in Stockton all last season. As that is a high pop-up. It's going to drift. Keep drifting. The first base of Montero is there for the out. First out of the inning, as we'll bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. As the Grizzlies looking to tie it for the third time in this game. This game has been absolutely bonkers. Lots of chances to check out your Grizzlies this season. They'll be back home in a couple weeks to take on the San Jose Giants. Here's the pitch. And it's outside to Mendez in the count of 1-0. Mendez has walked twice, but he's 0-2. A 945 OPS for the 9-hole hitter for Fresno. Kelly, the runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. A devastating slider down and in. And Cone, great pitch right there. The count now 1-1. Cone, born on October 30th, 1998. The sports seem a little bit older than the Grizzlies in terms of average age as the 1-1 clips the outer half of the plate. And the count of 1-2. And Mendez now going to have to battle. Cone, kind of a three-quarters angle from that right side. As we said, he kind of starts like Craig Kimbrell. Arm down, looks for the pitch. He will come set very similar to Kimbrell around the belt. Here's the 1-2, and that is high and not even close. And the count's at 2-2. Cone tried elevating that pitch. And once again, the Grizzlies trying to put something together. Leadoff hitter Andy Perez on deck. The 2-2, and it's a high pop-up. It's going to be a tough play. It is going to drop. It gets dropped to center field. Parker Kelly to third. It gets away. Here comes the first run. The throw to third. Mendez is safe. And this game is tied here in the 11th. Gregorio Petit going to go argue the call. Mendez reaches. We'll see what the call officially is. Kelly scores, and this game is tied. And now the winning run is at third for Andy Perez. What hustle from Luis Mendez. As Andy Perez steps into the plate, infield in, 11-11 in the 11th. And that's a ball high in the count at 1-0. Waiting on the official ruling. As this game is tied at 11. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled towards the Grizzlies dugout. Heads up. And the count now at 2 balls. I believe it's not 2 balls there. I think it's 1-1. Wait till the scoreboard's correct. Lots going on. It's going to be a double for Mendez as that swung on and missed by Perez. And that is his second strike. So it's a double for Mendez. And then it was a fielding error by Brian Buelvas. Here's the pitch to Perez, and he swings and misses again. And he is down on strikes as he is now going to hobble back to the dugout. He swung awkwardly, and I think it hurt his leg. Actually, it was 2 strikes. Never mind. Took a big swing either way. So it's the fifth error for Stockton as well. And we are tied at 11. Runner at third, one out. The Grizzlies have the winning run at third. Here's the pitch from Cone. It's dead silent here as everyone awaits the pitch. Here it is. And that is inside. And Perez almost getting hit with that one. A fantastic Sunday afternoon baseball game. As actually Perez walked on that one. I didn't know what the count was. It was off from the very beginning. There was a lot going on in that Mendez play. So I don't think everyone caught up initially, but Perez walks. So now runners at first and third. And it's Jake Snyder to the plate. And Snyder looks to win this for Fresno. 11-11 here in the 11th. And they're going to intentionally walk him. First intentional walk of the season. Up to second is Perez. Runner at third is Mendez. Now bases loaded with one out. And here's a catcher in Bryant Bettencourt. This game has had everything. The Ports, 11 runs on 15 hits, 5 errors. The Grizzlies, 11 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. The Grizzlies have a runner at third to win this game. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball. And the count at 1-0. I don't know exactly where that one missed. But Bettencourt takes it for a ball, and the count at 1-0 as the lefty Felix Ramirez starts to loosen in the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes the 1-0. And that goes to the backstop. It's going to be a play at the plate. Here's the throw. Not in time. Grizzlies walk it off. Luis Mendez comes around to score. And your Grizzlies win in 11. 12-11. The Grizzlies mob Mendez. And that is how you win a series here at Chukchansey Park. An unbelievable finish here in downtown Fresno. And your Grizzlies hold on to win tonight by a final of 12-11. The final score, 12-11 in 11 innings. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chukchansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Whoo, this game was wild. The final score, your Grizzlies win by a final of 12-11. The winning pitcher is Carlos Torres. He is 1-0. The losing pitcher is Aaron Cohn. He is 0-1. The Grizzlies improved to 6-3 after scoring 12 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. The Grizzlies scored 5 runs over their final 3 innings, including 2 big ones in the 11th. A wild pitch. And that's Luis Mendez. As the Grizzlies come back to win, the comeback claws were out, and the Grizzlies win. For Stockton, 11 runs on 15 hits, 5 errors. They're now 2-7. As we're trying to see if we're going to go onto the field for a player of the game. But the Grizzlies hold on to win 12-11 today. They win the series. They win 4 out of 6 and improve to 6-3. What a game it was. And we're just going to try to do our best. Our very, very best right here. We're going to have player of the game coming up as well. Sounds like we're going to have it right after this commercial. But on the TV side of things, our player of the game is going to be E.J. Andrews Jr. Even though he didn't score the winning run, he had 2 home runs today. One away from a franchise record for a single game. I was set back from Preston Tucker in 2016. Luis Mendez scored 3 times as well. I would put him as another great player for today's game. So congratulations to the Grizzlies. They win 12-11. Stockton scored 5 early runs with the big ones. RBI doubles from Darlin Montero and Jose Escorche. Colby Thomas also had an RBI double. And then the Grizzlies started their comeback. 2 runs in the third, 2 runs in the second off the 2-run homer from E.J. Andrews. And then 2 runs in the third off a 2-run homer from Ryan Ritter. And then E.J. Andrews had another home run in the fourth inning where the Grizzlies scored 3. An RBI triple from Andy Perez helped the cause on that. He came around to score on a fielder's choice. And then back and forth, the Ports started their comeback. They scored 1 run in the 7th, so it made it 7-6. And then the Ports scored 3 runs in the 9th inning. 3 runs in the 9th inning, and they took the lead 9-7. But Fresno, with 2 outs, a fly ball to left field, Colby Thomas did not see it initially, tried to readjust, and when he did so, the ball hit off the webbing of his glove. It hit the deck, and 2 runs came to score. The Grizzlies tied it as they went to extras. In the 10th inning, the runner at second scored, so Fresno had to come back again. And they did the exact same. Robbie Martin, an RBI ground out. So the game was then tied after that. And then we went to the 11th, and once again, Fresno giving up a run from the runner at second base. It was an RBI single for Hanson Lopez with 2 outs. And then 2 runs by Fresno in the 11th inning. It was first on a wild pitch that scored Parker Kelly, and then Luis Mendez scored on a wild pitch as well. The Grizzlies win tonight 12-11. Oh my goodness, what a game. So the Grizzlies win the series, and that brings us to the next game that we have planned on hand. And it's actually going to be on Tuesday, April 18th at 11 a.m. Fresno will head to Rancho Cucamonga to take on the Quakes at Lone Mart Field. 6-game series as well. Caleb Franzen gets the ball for Fresno. And the right-hander will be Peyton Martin for Rancho. As the player of the game, E.J. Andrews Jr. starting us off to run the bases. That is a great way to start it for E.J. Andrews Jr. 2 homers tonight for him. So then the game tomorrow, or on Tuesday, Caleb Franzen and Peyton Martin is the matchup. So that is what happened today. That's what we have coming down the pipeline. But our final score tonight, your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a score of 12-11 in 11 innings. The winning pitcher, Carlos Torres. The losing pitcher, Aaron Cohn. No save. Time of the game was 3 hours, 24 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 3,088. So that will do it. Sunday night or Sunday afternoon baseball from Chancy Park, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com. Bally Live app and MILB.com. My name is Stephen Rice, signing off. Have a blessed rest of your evening, and go Grizzlies.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.